Welcome to the Unexplained With You World.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Unexplained With You World. I am your host, Yuman, and along with me are my podcast pals. We got Waltman.
Hello, listeners.
We got Al.
Hey, peoples.
Thank you for joining. These are my amazing podcast pals, and I'm so glad they joined me in today's segment. Because today, we're going to talk about The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, Episode 1. And for those of you who are curious where you can find it and actually watch it, it's on the History Channel, on Hulu, or Discovery Plus. Are both of you ready to dive into this episode? Let's do it. All right. So Skinwalker Ranch, where is it and what is it? It's a 512-acre ranch. Now, when I saw it, it said Ballard, Utah. I'm thinking, where's Ballard, Utah? It's 150 miles from Salt Lake City. So it is in the Uinta Basin, and it is named by the Ute tribe. And apparently, it's been reported to have paranormal and UFO-related activities. So the longest owners, they owned it for 60 years. They owned it from 1934 to 1994. And it was owned by Kenneth and Edith Myers. According to some reports, there was never anything that was reported during their time. But as you go into the show, there's things that kind of come up. From 1994 to 1996, it was owned by Terry and Gwen Sherman. So they only owned it for a couple years. A billionaire. Can you imagine? A billionaire bought it in 1996 and he owned it until 2016 for 20 years. That gentleman's name is Robert Bigelow. The most recent owner, didn't say how wealthy this person is, but he bought it in 2016. His name is Brandon Fugel, and he is via the Admintium Holdings. So it's through a company that he owns this. So he's a very wealthy man.
Yeah, he's clearly very wealthy. He has like a helicopter. He's driving like a Ferrari. What is it? What car was that?
I thought it was a Ferrari. It's funny because I made a note about that.
A millionaire at the least, right?
Borderline billionaire, definitely. So according to what the translation means for skinwalker, it means pretty much a shape-shifting werewolf-type creature. And this property is the path of the skinwalker. So it's in the path, should I say. Now, how is this legends or myths or all these stories come to be? So the show kind of talks a little bit about it, right? How the Navajos cursed the Ute tribe. But is this just all legend?
They were saying that the two tribes were at war. At war, yeah.
But they didn't start like that. Remember, they were trading partners at first.
They said that the Ute tribe enslaved Navajo. And that's why the Navajo were pissed.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And they unleashed the curse of the skinwalker.
Well, and then if we dive a little bit more deeper into that, the Ute tribe actually joined the soldiers. They collaborated, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they say that later on in the segment, but I read a little bit more further into it, and it was crazy because these are tribes that turned their back on another tribe that was helping them. There are some skeptics that have gone and actually investigated this location. One of them mentioned, he's an author, his name is Robert Schaefer. He called the phenomenon, I'm using air quotes because that's how it has it on there. He said almost certainly it is illusory. So it's pretty much hallucinations, our imagination, it's created by ourselves. In 1996, after Robert Bigelow, the billionaire, bought it, another skeptic by the name of James Randi. So he is, or was, should I say, because he passed away in October of 2020. He was a magician and a scientist, which is an interesting combination. So he stated that Robert Bigelow funded a useless study of supernatural, paranormal, or of a cult that was headed by Johnny Mack and Bud Hopkins during that time.
But so, wasn't his research funded by the U.S. government? What he was doing there.
That's the thing.
Everything is sus to me. Like, this whole thing. Like, all these millionaires, it's suspicious.
Well, let's get into it. How about that? Because this new, well, you called it millionaire, borderline billionaire, Brandon Fugel, right? He invited Dr. Travis Taylor. Now, this Dr. Travis Taylor, he's not just some average Joe, right? I mean, I went through all the degrees. I actually wrote them down because I thought it was fascinating. This dude is, like, very educated.
Yeah,
it's like right?
He's legit.
Yeah. He's legit. He's not just, right? He's a scientist and physicist with 25 years of experience with aerospace, NASA, Department of Defense, and the intelligence community. He has degrees in the following: electrical engineering, aerospace engineering, astronomy, physics, optical sciences.
He's a genius.
I know. Yeah. Honestly, unbelievable. And he's very, like, low-key, down-to-earth kind of guy. Yeah.
And he was on the other show that we
Yes, with the Suicide Forest. So let's kind of get into the team of who's actually there. So there's a gentleman by the name of Eric Bard. He's a principal investigator. Dr. Jim Segala, he's a PhD scientist. Thomas Winterton, he's a ranch superintendent. I want to get back to Thomas in a little bit because of his situation. Remember what happens to him later on in the episode.
Keep him in mind.
Yes, keep him in mind. He goes by Tom. Jim Morris, the ranch manager, that's another interesting character. And then my favorite, Bryant Dragon Arnold, he's the head of security. Elle, shaking her head. So, Elle, you want to get into why I mentioned that name, Bryant Dragon Arnold, head of security?
I don't know about that dude. I don't know.
Any particular reason?
I mean, no, I'll discuss it later.
Okay.
I like him.
You like him,
he's
too.
He's kind of like a kick-ass.
I like him, too. I think that he kind of shoots from the hip, no pun intended, because he carries a firearm. Now, when we get through all this, the owner, he claims that there is more to our existence than meets the eye. That's one of his statements he made. And I always remember him saying that because I think that's so true. This is a billionaire, though. Now, Elle, you feel something about Brandon Fugel also because you feel that what's really his agenda? Like, what?
Yeah, I'm suspicious of him. I don't know. This is my theory. Now, mind you, I only watched one episode. I think he's an alien.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys remember the scene in Men in Black where, like, they have, like, this surveillance screen up and then they have, like, all these people that are, like, secretly aliens? I bet you Brandon Fugel would be one of them. Secret alien, guys.
You got a point. You.
I want to apologize to Brandon Fugel.
Just a theory. My own, in my own opinion.
Yeah, it's legit.
Yeah, well, you kind of agree with
her. Just my friend,
just don't be surprised.
Oh, because she's your friend, you're gonna.
Thank okay, you. Yes, loyalty. Listen. But don't be surprised if we find out later that Brandon Fugel is an alien.
Okay, I guess I'm out number 2-1 on this topic, so I'm gonna move forward. So, other than that statement, the other aspect of it is Brandon wants some kind of answers and also to understand what is actually happening on Skinwalker Ranch. In fact, it's been over 100 years. That this has been happening. During this time, there was no actual records kept. So they just kind of like more of hearsay, you know, of who saw what. But in 1992, that's when the cattle mutilations began. In fact, this is where it gets kind of interesting. There was daily, not every now and then, daily surgically precise dissections of cattle. No blood on them, no blood underneath them. So this is where the mystery begins. This is 1992, so how is that possible without some kind of paranormal thing happening?
This is the Sherman family? So you're saying it didn't happen before the Sherman family?
There was no official reports
during
when they actually owned. This is even in, before their time. But I'm saying after, at the end of the Sherman family's reign as owners, the last 2 years, that's when they stated that's when it happened. So the skeptic saying that nothing ever happened there, I don't understand because it started happening in the last 2 years that the Sherman family owned this ranch. Because they're the ones that owned it for 6 decades.
And I know that this has been an ongoing in history, the mutilation. So
has it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely has. But this location is like the most intense one because of how much actually happens. They have some cattle. Remember the first opening scene where...
The first opening scene I thought was hilarious because... They're running, and it's like the cow's dead. It's not going anywhere. But like they're full on running, and
hey, drama, right?
Yeah. I just thought it was funny.
I think it was more of a curiosity. They wanted to know. They remember they said we just saw this cattle alive this morning.
But was it really necessary for him to run? He's like full on running, ducking under fences and stuff like that.
You think it was?
It grabbed my attention. It made me laugh. It was funny.
Okay, let's talk about another crazy thing. In fact, it's a 500-foot mesa, or la mesa, how they call it. It becomes illuminated at night. And in fact, they've even seen like some kind of object disappear in the background.
Yeah.
They don't want to use the word UFO, but they can't say it's actually something terrestrial, right? They don't know.
Yeah.
So I know that's something that, when I saw that, it looked like, almost like light bulbs blinking back and forth kind of thing, or... I don't know. That's the way I kind of would describe it, unless you guys have a different.
And for me, it's just so amazing. It feels like they're trying to like send a message to, you know, to someone.
Morse code.
Yeah.
With lights. I like that, Walt, man. Okay. Now, Dr. Taylor, thinks some of the stories are crazy. He even says that, you know, there's kind of crazy. This one, he's in the helicopter, right? However, he also says there's not totally believes we can be alone in the universe, right? He, you know, he's open for that at the same time. But he needs to have proof because, you know, he is a science guy. So that makes sense. So I like it when they're flying in the helicopter and Cameron Fugel, who is Brandon Fugel's brother, he will not fly over Mesa. Remember that? He said he won't fly over it because he's afraid of the energy that can cause some kind of malfunction in the helicopter. So that's pretty interesting. Okay, remember when they go back to the nerve center and the platform? Do you guys remember the name of the platform? That freaked me out. Why would they call it this? They call it Satan. This, the name of the platform is Satan. And it stands for Centennial Assignment Telemetry and Notification. And apparently it records sounds below human hearing.
One of the gentlemen is the one that created it.
Oh, Eric, if you're out
Eric
there.
Bard.
Bard, thank you. He's actually the principal investigator. Okay. All right. So we talked about the Navajos cursing it. Is there skinwalkers that have gone through that path? I don't know. There's a lot of electromagnetic energy going around there. Right? They're trying to figure this out. Now, Dr. Taylor says in the 1945 up to the early 1950s, something happened in the Nevada desert that they were doing that he thinks might have an influential impact on what's happening now at Skinwalker Ranch.
Well, actually, in 1945 and 1950, the United
States... serious.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm all like...
He put on his jacket.
Professor.
I want to sound so educated.
He adjusted his shirt and tie it too.
But, yeah, and like during the 1945 and 1950, there was the Nevada test site. And what they're doing is they're trying to experiment with atomic bombs. So this was like in the 1945 and 1950s. And the dust particles traveled all the way from Nevada to Utah. So in a way, it kind of makes sense that Skinwalker Ranch is a radioactive place.
Because they were saying it's downwind from the Nevada test site.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. I know we're close to Nevada, right? Or Nevada. But either way. But it seems like nothing came to California. So...
Well, how about like the wind? Like the wind direction?
Yeah. So, I mean, I can understand the scientific approach. So. Okay. They're kind of looking
into
it.
I have something on that, guys.
Go ahead.
So, yes, with the Nevada test site and the Manhattan Project, like Walter was saying, I have numbers.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Statistics.
Yeah, so. See, I'm usually the math guy, but L.
But I like the science aspect of it.
Take it away, L.
Okay. So, the U.S. government did 1,021 nuclear tests there in the Nevada testing site. 100 were atmospheric and 921 were underground. So, the... Uinta. So the Uinta Basin where the ranch is actually a hot spot because it's downwind from the Nevada test site. There's some of the highest concentrations were recorded 30 miles north of the ranch. So the atmospheric tests was when the military, the U.S. government, literally were dropping bombs around the area. And like Walter said, all the dust particles that are radioactive are like flying everywhere.
Yeah, makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does make sense.
I definitely can see the logical point that you're making and also what Dr. Taylor's making.
Oh, and another thing is, so Dr. Taylor was saying that the long-term exposure to radioactive fallout could cause people to have strange symptoms like hallucinations that could cause them to see, hear, and do things that are strange and abnormal. So maybe could that explain some of the things that they were seeing?
Well, if you ask Mr. Jim Morris, though, he's saying that he's a military guy. He is stating that he would never be out in the desert by himself anymore. Because he had that situation when he was with, I think, one or two other people. He saw something on the rocks over there by the mesa, the red eyes.
He was with one of the security guards.
Yeah. So I don't remember if it was just one or two people additionally. It was just one more other person.
He just said it was.
Oh, I think, yeah, two.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And he was very terrified. He says he will never be out there by himself in the mesa at night.
Because he saw red eyes looking at
him. That's correct. From the high level.
Yeah.
But could it be just like a wolf or something? Or?
Well, that's the thing. The skinwalker legend is that it can shapeshift to primarily a werewolf-like
creature. Like a werewolf-type creature.
It can take on any form, but primarily it takes on a werewolf.
It's like Mystique from X-Men.
Oh.
Yeah. She can shapeshift.
Well, remember when one of the families saw a wolf-like creature trying to take a calf?
Yeah. The Sherman family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they went and he went out there shooting with a .357 and it didn't affect... This creature, you tell me what on this earth will not be able to take on, or should I say, will not be affected by a .357 or a rifle?
Yeah.
They finally let it go.
Because they came at it with a bigger gun, a rifle.
And but then, even then, it's still, and it finally left. But the point is that it seemed like it still wasn't really like injured if I let the calf go.
Right. But they followed it. Remember, they followed it. Yeah. And they said that the tracks vanished.
Yeah. See, I don't know. Okay. All right. So let's kind of get to the final part of this when they're sitting at the conference table, right? Dr. Taylor wants, you know, he says he wants to do studies on the land. And the number one thing he says, we have to dig. And then every 5 feet or so, they want to do like a gamma test, right? To examine everything.
So Dr. Taylor, he wants to make a map of all the radiation levels. He wants to sweep the ranch. He wants to look for radon gas, which is a product of uranium decay. And he wants to look for gamma, beta, and alpha particles that he thinks could be from the testing.
So they're really, I mean, he's pushing this whole thing with the science. And I get that.
Yeah.
Because you want to.
He's a scientist.
I mean, get it.
To me, that's the whole purpose of why that Brandon Fugel guy hired him, right? Wanted him on his team.
Yeah.
Is because he can give all the science part, the scientific part of it. So that's why they got him. They hired him and they brought him, they flew him out on their helicopter.
And he knows like the function of scientific method.
Yes, because he's a smart guy. Mm-hmm. So he knows all about the waves that you can't see. Mm-hmm.
He's a physicist. He's a, he knows everything, so.
And I see the logic, you guys. And I'm normally, like I said, I'm usually a skeptic until proven otherwise. It's just some of the stuff here is kind of weird because this next part is why I was like, okay, what is really happening here? So remember Tom, we mentioned him at the beginning. We're going to go back to him. We said, we're going to talk about Tom a little bit. So when Dr. Taylor mentions that he wants to dig, Dragon, your favorite character, L, immediately says, no, I don't want to dig. And then that's when Tom says, he explained how he ignored the whole myth of, oh, you shouldn't disturb the land because then weird things happen. That's when he had that strange thing happen in his skull where his scalp got detached from his skull. And medical professionals cannot explain it because they don't know how that happened.
He did it. Mm-hmm. He didn't believe it. And so he went digging on the ranch and then that the doctors didn't know. And it like something separated from his skull?
Yeah, the scalp.
The scalp.
Yeah.
He said it was like a goose egg. Luckily, his wife took him in time because apparently, if she wouldn't have taken him at the time she took him, it could have been even worse, maybe even fatal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's still having some challenges even up to present day. But then they call, remember the video call, Brandon, and he answers and they bring up the digging. And he says, I don't think I feel comfortable about that. Even he is not comfortable with that. Now, Dr. Taylor gets a little frustrated and he says, he mentions to is Eric. Remember, he tells Eric to go get that case so he could show them.
Brandon did.
That's correct. Brandon tells Eric, hey, why don't you go ahead and show them what we need to show them additionally of the information they have. And then I have to go to a meeting, but then you guys kind of catch me up.
How convenient.
why is it convenient that you
for a meeting?
Why is it convenient?
Because everything is suspicious, man.
I know.
Sus.
L is something else, I gotta say.
I don't believe it yet. Now, mind you, first episode, I get it. I think it's just strange. Like, I'm weary of everyone. I don't know. I think it's just odd.
Well, what I like is they bring out the case, they open it, and then they end the segment. And we will get back to that when we go into the next episode. But let's get into our whoa and no moments, because we're not gonna talk about what's in the case.
Well, I didn't watch the next episode. I really don't know. I really don't know what's in the case.
That's good. And we're going to find out on our next episode, right?
So I'm right there with the listeners. I have no idea.
That's all right. Waltman and I know.
Yes.
You can't say
cheaters.
We all know.
No. Mind the business. All right. Let's get into our whoa and our no moments.
Woohoo.
Let's go around the table here. Waltman, I'm going to start with you. Do you have any whoa moments?
My first one for whoa moment is...
No,
the,
hey, hold on, stop. You gotta say, whoa, like that.
Whoa.
There you go. Like it. That's it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
My first whoa moment was when the section of 500 foot on the mesa was illuminated at night. I was like, okay, why is it illuminated at night? What's going on, you know? It's just so mysterious. Like, what are they trying to tell us? Like, what is it? Is it like radiation or UFOs or aliens?
Yeah.
Right? And
you know what? Sorry, Walter.
Yeah.
That happened on January 19, 2018 at 1:41 a.m. where that section was illuminated. So.
Yeah. Why, right? I was like, what's going
that's
on?
I didn't even write the date. I mean. Yeah. Because that's right. They showed the footage of that.
They did.
I forgot about
that.
Yeah.
And you can see like the whole.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like thunder, lightning. It's not like lightning. Sorry.
Yeah. Thunder too, if you would hear it, but they didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
So.
But it's not like lightning.
Visual, yeah.
Yeah. It was like so amazing just seeing that. Illuminated at night, like 1:45 a.m.
Yeah.
Yes. And I also like the history. Okay, first episode, it totally like makes sense about like the Nevada test site and the atomic bomb test and how this like radiation traveled all the way from Nevada to Utah. So it's kind of like making sense to me now, like what's going on with the place and how it's very radioactive.
So my one moment is when they were exploring the ranch. The team that's originally there, they take Dr. Taylor because he's just arrived. They tell Dr. Taylor that this is a mesa that stuff is happening on, right? So they grab their tri-field meters, and these are electric field measuring devices. They measure three fields, magnetic, static electric field, and radio frequency and microwaves.
I'm so bored.
It's not your moment. My whole moment.
Oh, wow. She just told me off.
Really? Wow.
It's not history.
I have a striped shirt on right now because I need to be the referee between both of these right now, individuals. My goodness.
And I will win.
is there any more moments than either?
Yeah, so they have these devices and they're measuring that there's radioactive waves, like just making their devices go off. And they're pointing the devices in different areas, different directions, and they keep going off. And Dr. Taylor is just baffled by this, which, I mean, how crazy is it that you baffled the scientist man, right, who has all these degrees and is an expert in his field? So that's my wall moment, because I'm just like, okay, that shows that something really is happening there.
So my wall moment is when, kind of going along with what Elle was saying about the pegging out of the energy, kind of going everywhere. Like to mention, that's usually what you would see if there's like a Wi-Fi router or even cell phone. There's no cell phone towers anywhere. In fact, one of the gentlemen, I can't remember which one it was, he even said they barely even had any reception on their phone.
Yeah, it was Dr. Taylor. He said.
The other whoa moment I had was the goose egg of fluid in Tom's head that caused his scalp to get detached. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
Doctors cannot explain that. That's what I'm saying. On that, that's where I get shocked.
Could it be the radiation?
Yeah.
Could it be that they're saying it's some kind of, it's the curse. They're saying it's the curse.
When it comes to radiation, you can't really explain, like, babies, like, being born with three eyes or three hands. Could it be like
extra
that?
Extra nipple.
Extra nipple, yes. Or down there.
Elle went there, and I like, yeah. Walmart gave me a look like, whoa, she just did it, bro.
We're going down somewhere.
Like, oh, dude.
Just saying.
Damn. So those are my two. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so when the three of us get together, this is the kind of stuff that happens. Because we have all kinds of personalities up in this place.
Up in this recording studio.
Yeah.
That's the studio lightly.
So, I'm so hot. I need an AC or something.
Conceited. Uh-huh. Calm it down.
Oh, okay. Mariah Carey.
Let's move on to our no moments.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Elle this time first.
Okay. Guys, my no moment is freaking Dragon. First of all, wow. I don't.
You're
okay. He's not. Dragon, I don't know.
I apologize to you, bud, if you were here.
First of all, I'm not going to call a grown man dragon. No, not doing it. Unless, okay, maybe if he was like a kung fu master or like expert in martial arts. Maybe, because you earned it. He seemed to me like a jerk. I'm suspicious of everyone except Dr. Taylor. But yeah, he just got really super defensive in the end when they were...
The digging?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I'm not sure about him.
I think he's trying to assert his ego.
Okay, I can see where you guys are going. Yeah. I like the dude, though. I think he was cool, but this is not my moment. This is your no moment. So
yeah,
I
don't my no moment.
Did you have any other no moments?
No, that's it.
Did you have any no moments in the segment?
Yeah, I do. Actually, my no moments would be like when they started to introduce all the scientific technologies. And I was like, okay, let's just get to the action. I'm a millennial. I don't have time for this. Let's just like give me the information that I need, you know, really. Like spoiled that way, so I don't know. It's so, just like, yeah, it's good, but I kind of fall asleep when they were talking about like the devices. It's time is gold. Oh, just kidding, guys.
Wow, a lot of personality in this room today. Okay, my no moment was riding in the helicopter. Let me tell you, first of all, I have this thing with helicopters where they're not. They even military will tell you they're the most unsafe form of transportation. They will say that they have more accidents to helicopters than any other type of form of transportation they have. Because any little thing happens with the helicopter, it loses balance, it starts going down, and mayday type thing. So, and then when they were flying by the Mesa, for them to say that they were not going to, you know, get close to the Mesa area because of the energy, oh, come on. That's I'm not doing that. The energy surge would come through
They might crash or something.
The gauge readings and everything, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't blame them for that. Well, I want to thank both of you. Let's get into our ratings.
You start.
So for my rating on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being it's totally explained, and 5 being it's like, I gave it a 2. So it's kind of like more or less, I felt like it was pretty explained. There was maybe one or two things, like I mentioned the Tom's goose egg on his head with fluid. I thought that was pretty weird. And then what Waltman said about the Mesa illuminating at night. So that's why I gave it a 2. But Arasa probably would have been a 1. So I was a little generous and even raising a little bit to the 2. Waltman?
I'll give it a 2 too. Yeah, because I feel like it was kind of dragging. Well, they're trying to introduce things to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I felt like it dragged and...
Yeah, a little slow, huh?
Yeah. And then they started to introduce all this like scientific devices. And I mean, like, it's really good to know. But at the same time, I'm like, okay,
It's because he's a history major.
Yeah, I don't like sciences. And
I am going to agree with both of you. I give it a 2 as well. Are there weird things that happened? Yes, I agree.
That's why it wasn't a 1, huh, either?
Yeah. And then I feel like a lot of it could be due to the radiation. That's a reason. Like, I think that's a legit reason why a lot of things are happening on that ranch. So I'm not fully convinced yet. We'll see.
It's just episode 1, right?
That's also why I was a little bit, you know, hesitant to rate it anything else, because we're just starting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So listeners, the question is up to you. Is there something going on at Skinwalker Ranch? I want to thank both my podcast pals. And remember, your life starts and ends with you. For Waltman and Elle, I'm Yuman. Until next time, that's a wrap.